1 is Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Now through the years. So peace is our portion. Do an extensive study of peace throughout the scriptures. Word of God tells us, let the peace of God rule. See, there's one of the measurements right there. How do I know I've grown? How do I know I have a victory in a certain area? Because I've got peace. Yeah, I hadn't gotten word yet. Pressure's still on. Battle's still raging. But for some odd reason, I got peace. I got a deep, deep assurance that it is well with my soul. What? Your soul has prospered in God, and that's an indication. Remember when Noah sent the dove out? And take this principle. When he sent the raven out, the raven didn't come back. Yeah, plenty to eat. Had no reason to going back. He's a dirty bird, a bird that just, you know, eat anything almost. They don't even feed their young, I understand. But when the dove went out, the dove found no rest. He found no rest, so he came back. He sent him out again. You know the story. He brought back an olive branch, kept him another 7 days, sent him out again, and he didn't come back because evidently he found rest. The indication of transition in God. I'm talking about true transition, stuff that carries impact, stuff that is life-changing. One characteristic is peace. Let the peace of God rule. You know what? Your sight in the spirit will become much more keen when you live with peace in your mind. Sometimes judgment is off because you don't have peace. Jesus was governed, ruled, insulated, guarded, guided by peace. To where a person in a crowd could touch the hem of his garment and he know someone touched him. Someone released faith. Out of all the thousands of people hollering and lauding Jesus, he could hear Bartimaeus and the cry of faith. You become keen. You see what others don't. You know, an artist can look at a painting, or you just think it's pretty. And he can tell you every kind of brush stroke, you know, what the colors are, all the things, what it means, everything about it. Well, you're just looking at a pretty picture. Why? His eye is trained. When these characteristics govern our life, you live by the Spirit. And you see things that God wants you to see. You hear things the Lord wants you to hear. Versus all the clamor and the noise is coming in from the world. Amen. The world is so confused, so out of order, so divided, so ignorant. Yes, yes. They don't know God. They're governed by the gods. Deceived, bound, lost, rebellious, stubborn. But in Christ, the first characteristic of that renewed or that soul that is prospering is peace. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. An umpire in baseball, for you that might know of the sport, an umpire calls the balls and the strikes. Amen. He determines what a strike is. If he's a good umpire, he's going to call it right. He determines what the strike is. He determines what the ball is. If it's a ball or a strike, peace in your heart needs to be the umpire. How often do you act on things out of impulse? Hastily. Foolishly. Now, I'm not saying that we don't sometimes do things in a hurry or quickly, but how often have you made hasty decisions just out of haste and have regretted it because you didn't allow peace to be the umpire? Peace was calling the ball. You thought it was a strike. So you swung at it and missed it and struck out. Somebody say peace. Father, I pray that peace will be such an indicator, such a measurement, so prevalent in our lives that the whole game of life slows down for us. In Jesus' name. Number two, another indication or characteristic of a soul that prospers, and this is going to get some of y'all, is a mind to work. Now, you hear many amens. The first characteristic was peace. Everybody was for that. Yeah. Now the mind to work. Another characteristic, or the soul that prospers, the mind, the soul or the mind is a mind to work. In Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 6. Now understand something. Well, let's read it. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. The Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. You ever see those little, what are those little things that sometimes get on the window? It's just like a little muscle. They move slow. Sloths, is that what they are? Slugs. I mean, you look at, where's it going? Just inching along. Like some of us. Moseying on along. Huh? But a mind to work. They built that wall in 52 weeks. Nothing short of supernatural. Why? The peoples had a mind to work. See, the Lord says this, if there be first a willing mind. Some negate the prosperity of the soul when you say work. They back off real quick. You know, it kind of hits a chord there. They shut down. But no, think about it. It says, if there be first a willing mind. Listen, I've used this example before. Tell a young child, you know, go up there and clean up your room. What are they going to do? They're going to go up there. They might, you know, an hour later you come up there, they might have picked up one piece of clothes off the floor. I'm cleaning. No energy, lifeless. But now, tell them, as soon as you get your room clean, we heading out to Disney World. Oh, Jesus. They'll be coming down to ask you, come on, Mom, come on, take a look. Anything else you want me to do? What happens? See, if there's a willing mind, listen to me. If there's a willing mind, it releases something in you. When there's no willing mind, see, the people had a mind to work. It released something supernatural. I'm telling you, saying you don't know who you are a lot of times. When there's just a willing mind, I might not know how long it's going to take, what it is. You can't be intimidated by the magnitude of the work if there's just first a willing mind. It's not according to what you don't have. It's according to what you do have. And many times when there's a willing mind and you think you got to do it all by yourself, God will send you plenty of help. Tell somebody, you got to be willing. Come on, tell them, a mind to work. We had, what was it, the Sunday? Job fair. I was looking at names now. I'm taking names. No, I wasn't really, but we had a number of people to sign up. We could have had a whole lot more. That could have, had they had a mind to work. Let's just be for real here. Now they're going to come and shout, you know. You know, they're going to follow me on the victory lap, you know. Right? Well, go on out there and put your name on that list. It might be a little inconvenient. But what isn't a sacrifice? It's you got to understand that. The things of God, you have to break into that world. And if you're not willing to sacrifice, you never break into it. You'll stay nominal, carnal, and soulless. But when you learn to sacrifice and you break into it, you'll never want to go back. Amen. That life of faith, you'll never want to go back. So peace is the first characteristic of the soul that prospers. A mind to work, number two. Number three is a ready mind. Give me Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11. Somebody say, a ready mind. Paul went to Berea. It says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR Banks. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.